Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're winding it up. I guess the man with finger winding up another week here as we talk about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. According to the surveys done by the folks at Talkers, T-A-L-K-E-R-S. I like that, Jennifer.
As
I know how to
the
spell.
Talkers, the TikTok.
Talkers,
right?
Yes. But yeah, I don't think they spell that the same way. And Talkers has no affiliation, I can guarantee you, with the Chinese government. So we're safe.
Yes, hopefully we know the Talkers people. We know they're okay.
Yes, we do. Yep, we do. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program to discuss with me and with you the things that have been discovered this week associated with the conversations on the best news talk radio programs, excuse me, the best stations around the country. These are the official lists, mostly political issue-oriented stations for the most part. So we'll go through the stories as we can. When Jennifer is here, I like to take aside some of the things that may be a little more subtle. They could be a part of the charts and the lists and so forth, but I know she has a spin on them, and a lot of people that listen to this program, surprisingly, Jennifer, actually love to listen to you. Can you
Smart.
Imagine?
Yeah, most everybody's pretty intelligent out there.
All right, so, says if I do say so myself.
If I do say so myself.
All right, so I thought we'd start with the question, and I always like starting in the hour with a question. Who's the most crooked? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the crookedest of them all? It seems the Inspector General.
That's a tough competition. A lot of competitors in that one.
Oh, my God. So the Inspector General this week launched a probe into the Biden administration's choosing of a new FBI, the headquarters, the new FBI, the site for the headquarters. There was a lot of contention, allegations. I know you'll find this hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, but there may have been a conflict or two of interest.
Come on.
Can you imagine? Apparently, the FBI building, the headquarters in Washington, are not in very good shape. So the senators from Virginia and the congressional representation said that they wanted to have it there. But they said in a joint statement released on Thursday that there was, quote, overwhelming evidence suggesting the process was influenced by politics. No!
Come on.
Please! Tell me. It's
that
not so.
That doesn't sound like the government. It just doesn't.
No. Uh-uh. Anyway, so your friends in the GSA, which manages all the government's real estate portfolio, says there's something fishy here. Something
what
fishy.
What is it? Do they know what the fishiness is?
Well, they want it in Virginia, and it's going into Maryland.
Yeah.
Then,
I mean,
course,
I know
Maryland
that's where Biden lives, or he lives in Delaware, but you're getting a little closer, right? I mean,
I don't know. Is it Biden's guilty of a lot of stuff? I don't know if he. I think there's just there are a lot of weasels around besides the Bidens, and you know, so they're making the people of Maryland said the choice was quote never about politics, no, never. Uh-huh. All right, so we've had our snicker there. Let's see here. The impeachment. Yay! Let's go get this guy, right? Not Biden.
No.
No. But Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
Yeah, him, yes. Definitely.
Yeah. You don't like him. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Well, he might be lovely. I don't know him. So it's not about whether I like him or not. It's about the fact that he keeps lying, saying the border's safe when there's a train covered with migrants coming to Texas. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's new book refer to this? Because she's the one who's moving this resolution, right? Or I guess she's pulled it.
She started it, and she's absolutely right about it. And by the way, he is the low-hanging fruit of someone in the Biden administration who has complete, well, that everybody should agree on, has completely failed at his job. The immigration.
Well, he was never qualified to begin with. His qualification was that he was minority. That was it. That's better than when you need to have a minority.
I don't know why he was chosen. This is not a personal vendetta, as I mentioned. I don't know the guy. All I know is that someone who is supposed to keep the country safe has the front door unlocked. If you had a security guard and you had, you know, he's out in front of a bank and he's got the doors wide open and he's taking a nap, that security guard would lose their job.
Okay, so you're going to be excited to hear that when you are here on the Good Day program on Monday, you and I are going to talk to the aforementioned Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, you got her. Good.
Yes, she'll be on Monday, and you and I will talk to her. I'm sure I will talk to her about different things. Then you think I should ask her if she remembers me from the airplane? Maybe I'll ask her.
Only when I say you have a crush on her.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see what else
we can set you up. That would be fun.
All right. Okay, the ethics probes. Well, what am I going to say? Let's keep going. Supreme Court ethics probe. What are you saying under your breath?
I said, all right.
Yeah. Supreme Court ethics probe. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee voting to authorize subpoenas for a couple of prominent conservatives who arrange luxury travel and other benefits for Supreme Court justices. No, just for one, Clarence Thomas. I'm all for this. I think Clarence Thomas, I've always thought he was a boob, but he's not very smart about how he takes his coffee, with or without cream. So, at any rate, but the problem is the wrong people. They always do this. Dick Durbin is not the right guy to lead the charge here. He's just not. He's never been, even-handed. Neither is Lindsey Graham, who's on the committee,
too. Well, they all walked off. They did not like this yesterday. All the conservatives said that this was uncalled for. There wasn't even a vote, and so...
Well, come on. Clarence Thomas is... He's the root of this, but apparently this is going on different levels. And so the ethics code, sometime earlier in November they announced their ethics code, right? But they don't have anything to enforce, lacks enforcement and allows the justices to police themselves. So what do you think, Clarence Thomas is going to give back all that stuff? No, they're going to do that. This is foolishness. So, and it's a lot of huffing and puffing and noise making and news media. Hey, look, we told you about this, but nothing's being done. Bunch of baloney. Okay, your friend Speaker Johnson, for whom I think I've said this before, I have some regard for him because of as he started out getting the 45-day extension. He's done, I think, a pretty decent job so far, and so you got to be able to. And I say this advisedly because I don't always do this myself, and I know most of you don't do it, to separate the person from the job. All right, so Johnson has maybe some traits that aren't akin to everybody's liking, but is he a good manager? I think so far he's shown that he is a good manager. And he's got these yakko wacko 12 or 13 guys on the extreme right that don't like him either. They don't like anybody. Let's get rid of him and put somebody else in there. So the focus this week is on George Santos. And so that's number 9 this week on the countdown. And there's a lot of focus. I think I've seen more this week on George Santos than anything else. What about you, Jen? How much have you talked about Santos on your program in Los Angeles?
It's funny because I always feel like when I talk about George Santos, I'm here, because we don't really talk about him a lot on my program. Number one, he's not in California. He's a New York representative. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I do have to tell you, and you always talk about him here, and I get it. Like, a lot of people want to talk about, because he's corrupt. I feel like when it's something like that, unless he's serving people that I know about, I don't pay attention and let the voters figure out. But I did watch his press conference this week. I have to tell you, I have a newfound
enjoyable
love for this guy.
You fell in love with him?
Not fell in love with him. I said I have a newfound love for this guy. He's probably, as we talk today, he's probably out of Congress already at this moment. But he is very funny. he is definitely like a fire thrower. And the fact that he says, I may be going, I'm not even going to try to whip the votes to keep myself here, but I'll tell you this, I am going to take Jamal Bowman with me because he actually obstructed Congress and pulled a fire alarm. I don't know, it's just... He was very funny, and then he took a bunch
He's the leading Democrat, right? He would be Speaker if the Democrats were...
No, that's Hakeem Jeffries. Huh. No, okay. Hakeem Jeffries. Jamal Bowman is a member of the so-called squad, I think the only male member of the squad.
Okay.
And he, to stop a vote in the House of Representatives, pulled a fire alarm. And then
I thought it was just the doorknob,
and I pulled the fire alarm by mistake. And then admitted to it, because he took a plea deal. So he actually admitted to pulling the fire alarm. And so you've got a guy now who actually obstructed Congress, and so George Santos is admitted to a crime. I'm just accused of them. I haven't been convicted of anything. He should go. And so it's really interesting. He pointed out that only six people in history have actually been expelled from Congress. And then the reporters were asking him questions, you know, real gotchas, like, hey, are those pants that you're wearing paid for by your donors? And he fires back. He goes, these are six years old. Check the website.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was just kind of amusing to watch.
My underwear tomorrow.
Done, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Let's pause for a moment here in the action. This is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. 17 after the hour. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitran, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay is off. And this hour of the program, as we review what's been going on, some of the more typical news talk radio stations around the country, one of the things that we do during this portion of each hour of the Good Day program is focus on social media, focus on some of the technology and the comments that are made by our listeners and other things that we find, because there's a myriad of things to use and to choose from here. One of the things that Jay asked this week, and pretty much we do every week, is for you to tell us which news stories that you have been following and what you want us to talk about in the manner of speaking, or what would you like some commentary on. And let's see here. John Jay says Charlie Munger passing away at 99.
Oh, yeah.
A genius investor and a very smart guy. Now, I had forgotten. He was the guy, wasn't he? The assistant for Warren.
He worked with Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 99, he passed away. Did you talk about that on your program?
Not much, but I just noticed that this week. I think of the deaths this week, Henry Kissinger, of course, was the one that we.
Of course. Yeah, right. That's actually number three on the list, and we'll talk about that. I mean, what I did, the first thing I Googled was a list of the women that he dated. That was what, I mean,
Henry Kissinger.
All the other. Oh, yeah. Go, you Google it and see the people that he's dated over. He was quite the man about town. All right, let's see here. Earl Baim says the a-holes that are now going after Elon Musk. Again, this is the question is, which news stories have you been following and been interested in this week? So this guy is interested in the people who are chasing Musk around. They haven't, you know, it's easy. He's an easy target for sure. He writes, they can't handle the fact that he exposed Twitter for the leftist propaganda machine it was.
Yeah.
It's just beginning. Soon they'll be going full Trump on him.
Might be true.
You know, well, there's. I think the problem here isn't just with Twitter. It's with all of these damn social media companies that are thought to be by the uneducated as news sources, when in fact they're just big swamps, cesspools of people's thoughts that are based oftentimes on emotion and not on most of the time not on fact.
the problem is that these social media companies, yes, are privately owned, but the issue I think that many of us have is that they operate in many ways like a utility. And that the free, you know, the so-called free speech is not equally applied. I mean, I still believe there's no way that the Ayatollah of Iran should have a Twitter profile and Donald Trump shouldn't have had a Twitter, Twitter profile.
There you go. Thank you.
Right? Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
I agree with that. 100%. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Stacey Ari says, Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to push her book. Well, Stacey, you can listen to Jennifer and I on Monday because we'll have we're having a conversation with her. She's got to come on and push her book, amongst other things, probably. Let's see here. Cheryl Graziak, I think that's how she pronounces his name. Mrs. Carter's death and the focus on her life well lived. Yes, I think that is. That's number 10 on the story list this week, and she's number 10 on the people list, on the talkers list. So I think you're right about that. Let's see here. Sharon Jakubik, I believe her name is. She said the story that has captured her interest about a 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs boy. 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs boy. Was he the son of somebody accused of racism?
Oh, he was that little boy who had
the painted black and red face thing.
And
yeah.
And the guy, that reporter, went nuts from Deadspin and got death threats for the family.
You know, there's all these woke-isms and everybody's politically correct. You know, can you withstand? What's the old expression? Don't throw rocks if you live in glass houses.
Yep.
It's 28 after the hour.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. They rejected the former president's attempts to dismiss the cases. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and respiratory illness. The Garisenda Tower in Bologna, Italy, a leaning structure standing for nearly 1,000 years, faces potential collapse. Following recent investigations, the city is implementing a civil protection plan to address the risk. A protective metal cordon will be installed to contain debris in case of collapse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, don't worry. The Abbey has always been a mood setter for me. All right, this is, don't you think, a good mood setter, manner of speaking.
And you know what? It reminds me of Cocktail and Tom Cruise, and how can you be upset when you think about either of those?
That's right. Okay, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio from our point of view. Jay is off in this hour. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing some of the stories, conversation about the stories. One of the things that is just below the surface here this week, the change in the real estate market because of the interest rates going down. But isn't it interesting? They've only gone down like less than a point. Everybody, wow, look at this. Let's go buy a house. So more importantly, though, the fighting in Gaza, which is number one this week on the charts, week of November the 27th to 1st of December, and the hostage releasing that continues, although I think as of the time we're doing this program, the Israelis have resumed combat operations. The truce expired, and so they're back in there. I think what Biden was hoping, and so were everybody else, is that they were going to, see this as a way to stop. But now they're back in the Gaza Strip, and the end of the week-long ceasefire is obvious. They are going to try. They're trying to blink and nink and nod. They're going to try to restart the truce conversations. I think they've made their point. They've done what they need to, and especially on the word that they knew there was going to be an attack. And now this is something that I think I said earlier. Uri Geller, who's a great friend of mine, lives in one of the best-known Israelis in the world. And we talked the first day. We always are, he's on the program a lot. And so he said he was infuriated because it seemed that nobody in the government knew there was going to be an attack. And he knew instinctively, maybe his psychic abilities, that that was not true, that that was what they were saying. And he's actually been a supporter of Netanyahu. I don't know that he is now, because he knew that Netanyahu knew, and so did all the other leaders in Israel, that there was going to be an attack. And as a matter of fact, Mossad knew about it, and Netanyahu knew about it a year. They'd known a year ago it was going to be an attack. So this is political expediency on the part of Netanyahu, which will probably, I don't know where it's going to go because it's too early in the news cycle of following this, everybody finding out that they really knew what was going to happen, and Netanyahu used it as a political opportunity to solidify his control in Israel.
We don't know that for sure. I know for sure. That he knew about that. That's hard to paint on somebody, I think, because, I mean, obviously, if you are in Israel, you know that you are going to be attacked. And I think that's what people are talking about. I don't know. I don't love that until after it's all over. You still have people that are hostages. You still have babies that were killed. I mean, you can't tell me
it's horrible.
He's asking for that. I don't think that he was asking for that.
I think there's too many questions, though, that haven't been answered. Let's put it that way. All right. We'll cop to that plea and then move on. Number 6 this week on the story list is the Hannity Show, quote unquote, debate. These two clowns on.
Did you watch it?
And no, I have no use for either one of them, so I don't want to waste my time. But I knew you'd watch it, so I'm going to handle it.
Of course.
I'll hand it over to you for your play by play, if you will.
I thought that it was really. I was really worried because I know what Gavin Newsom has done to California, and I know what he wants to do to the rest of the country, and I know that he's drooling to become president. And so I was very worried, especially given Ron DeSantis' lack of charisma or chutzpah in the presidential primary. And I was really worried he was going to get it handed to him. But I have to say, I actually think this was, strangely enough, and maybe this is a word for Ron to stay governor and not run for president, this was his best debate performance of all the presidential primary debates this year. I mean, he actually came prepared. He was strong. He actually answered all the questions. What was very clear about Gavin Newsom is that he didn't answer any questions. He pivoted every single time. And
were they both together in the same?
Yeah.
Was this a two-camera show?
It was in Alpharetta, Georgia. They were on the same stage together. Hannity was there. But what was funny is that it shows me that Gavin Newsom is great in an interview where someone's not going to push back, which is always because the mainstream.
He's very smooth. He's a slick operator.
He's a slime wad. I mean, he's just very slick. And so he's really good when no one's pushing back. But what happens to him, I've noticed, in a one-on-one debate, when somebody confronts him with the disaster that California is, he gets really upset. And then he comes out with all due respect, Governor, and then he pivots to something else and doesn't actually answer the question.
Hey, he's a politician. He answers no questions.
What I think was good about this debate, because I thought, why are we having this debate? What I think is good about this debate is whoever ultimately runs against Gavin Newsom should study what he does in this scenario, because this is the first time we've seen him in a national debate setting. Mm-hmm. And I think the key is to confront him with facts. And he never answers a question, and it's very obvious. I think people can tell, even if you're not, like, you know, politically observant, you'd be able to tell that he keeps squirming. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I definitely think, and I even heard some Democrats talk about this, that DeSantis was the winner because he came with facts and with numbers, and DeSantis didn't have the same facts. But it's no doubt he's a great talker, and it's no doubt that he is probably the best communicator that the Democrat Party has right now. So,
right. But he's biding his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He'll be out there smooth and polished. And I saw something about.
Is it going to be this year or is it going to be in 4 years?
Nah. Because he's too close to the leaders of the party. Pelosi's his aunt. And there's a whole list of laundry list of people he's connected to.
The major scenario about this year is if you're a Democrat and you watch that debate, Gavin Newsom, as much as he didn't answer any questions, he also didn't, like, fall over and cough all over himself, which is what Biden looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so and he just lied. They said, do you have any doubts about Biden's acuity? What do you think his grade is for his mental capacity? And Gavin Newsom looks right in the camera and says, A+. Like, anybody who looks at Biden, even if you love the guy, might say, well, maybe a B- or C+.
Joke.
You know, I mean, it's just obvious.
Joke.
But the thing about Newsom is that he will just, you know, he'll lie to you. And so the idea is that it's already too late for him to go on the ballot. So he's telling you the truth when he says, I'm not running, because he's already missed deadlines to get in the ballot in Nevada. You can't win for the president if you're not on the ballot. But there's an idea that Biden's no longer going to be viable, and at the convention, at the Democrat convention, when they actually pick a nominee, that the superdelegates could bring in Gavin Newsom to replace him. So we'll see.
Imagine Gavin Newsom and Trump on the stage at the same time. Wow.
Well, see, that's why I think this is an interesting thing, and Trump should actually thank DeSantis for doing this, because it gives you insight into how Newsom debates.
Yeah. All right. Kevin McCarthy, I want to go back a little bit to some of the things that are going on in Congress. Mike Johns is number four on the list, and you know, if it weren't for what happened with some of these characters, Kevin McCarthy would still be in the prime spot. But he still has a visibility, a visage, if you will. I thought it was interesting that he was talking about Trump and says that, and this has been around a lot this week, Jennifer, and you don't have to respond. You're not here to defend Trump. I know that you like him and you want to vote for him. You want your listeners to like him as well. But Kevin McCarthy said something this week that I think is very apt. Mm-hmm. He says Trump loses if he focuses on revenge, which has been a lot of what Trump has been talking about.
Oh, no, I actually
in the last
agree with that.
Month. Yeah.
I don't disagree. So this has been kind of the conversation, I think, in conservative circles about Trump and how what his 2024 campaign will look like. Because I think it's got to be, and I don't agree with Kevin McCarthy that he can't focus all on the past. But I do agree that he's got to focus on the future, because people typically want someone who presents a rosy view of what they can do for a country that they love. And so that's where he has to stay, I think, politically. If it 100% becomes about revenge, I think people will maybe might enjoy it for a minute and then they won't be with it. So you have to be able to talk about what the future holds. I 100% agree with that. But I also think what's important for Trump is to maybe make it 80-20. 80% about what's ahead, but 20%, the reason people have connected with Trump is because they feel that everybody in the swamp, and I'll put air quotes around that, has thrown everything at him to keep him out of the White House. And so you have to talk about fixing those problems, because otherwise you turn a blind eye to them. And that's really why I lost faith in Ron DeSantis. He didn't seem to focus enough on the persecution that conservatives were facing, because he didn't want to bolster Trump's claims. And I think that's missing when you have people who are rotting in jail for January 6th. You have conservatives who've had the FBI come to their house. You've had churches that were targeted by the government during COVID. People want to feel like you acknowledge their problems and you're one of them. So Trump's got to do that. But I agree with McCarthy, not 100% of the time, but at least a small portion of the time.
All right. Henry Kissinger, number three this week on the story list and the people list, passing at 100. The amount of influence that he had on global leaders, the fact that he was still around, he had a recent meeting with the president of China. He was the one who opened the door in the 70s, did the negotiating to get the Americans and the Chinese together. When Nixon was president, I've said many times that was the most important accomplishment, I think, that Nixon made on the positive side of things. Kissinger was associated with lots and lots of politicians on both sides of the aisle, although more of a Republican than a Democrat, but he certainly was respected for any number of reasons, including, I don't know if I said this on the air or off the air, but the first thing I did when I saw that he died was Google them women that he'd been with during his life, because he had quite a...
Who was the most shocking that we would know about?
Jill St. John, probably the Bond girl.
Oh,
who was half his age, but apparently, anyway. So that shouldn't be his legacy. It's just an amusing sidelight of his life.
Why do people hate him so much?
Because he got things done, and because he was a German Jew, and, you know, he spoke with an accent. And he took no prisoners. He told Nixon, remember when the Nixon presidency was in, they taped everything. And some of the conversations that Kissinger had with Nixon were about as raw as you could imagine. You listen to Kissinger and the profanity that he aims at Nixon for, you know, doing some of the things that he did or getting him to do things is pretty significant, frankly, and pretty interesting. The Senate, the Republicans in the Senate want changes in immigration as part of any bill to fund the Israeli war, the Ukrainian war, which I think is apt, although we often talk here, Jennifer, about all of the garbage that gets added to some of these bills, and everything ought to be separated out on its own. There needs to be change in immigration law, and it's really interesting how the Democrats seem to be, I don't know, in the way, they're not doing anything, and yet everybody on both sides of the aisle is screaming about that mess on the border. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes in the next week or two. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 48 After on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts from Talkers Magazine that appear for your listening and dancing pleasure at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com every single week. Top 10 stories at number 10. I feel like Steve Harvey. The top 10 answers on the board. The top 10 stories. The service that was rendered for Mrs. Carter. At number 9, the expulsion vote for Mr. Santos. At number 8, good old Hunter Biden. Back with new information on that score. The situation with crime and the border. Number 7, a debate on Hannity's show between Newsom and DeSantis. Number 5, Trump and his legal battles continue to be a focus. Number 4, those who would be president. Number 3, the death of Mr. Kissinger. The protests in America, anti-Semitism. Number 2, and the release of hostages in the Middle East. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, we have this exclusive access to the information from Talkers Magazine, so you get it here first. So on this top 10 list of the people being discussed this week, for these are the names that came up more often than anybody else. Number 10, Rosalynn Carter, makes a lot of sense. George Santos, number 9. Hunter Biden is 8. Gavin Newsom is 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Nikki Haley is 5. Mike Johnson is 4. Henry Kissinger is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. A very interesting. Well, I'm looking. This is a quick editorial comment. Kissinger, certainly, for lots of different reasons. And I think maybe that's the same for Mike Johnson as well. Certainly a lot of people had a lot to say about Mrs. Carter. I'm looking at the list, and there are only two women on the list of 10, Ms. Carter and Nikki Haley. So there's something to think about as we continue to focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Our focus now is on Donald Trump and what is essentially number 5 on the story list. He's number 2 on the people list. Jennifer, no surprise there. So what? You can say what you will about Trump. He is one in a million, if not the most unique politician of our time in many ways. He's going to hold a fundraiser. You know, there's another why they keep having these debates now is a mystery to me, because it's a year before election, and certainly the primaries are going to be. Well, primaries start though, don't they? In March, when's the first primary?
Well, the first one, the caucus, is in Iowa, and that's Iowa. January 15th. Yeah, so that's going to be here before
we
know it.
Yep. All right, so anyway, they're going to have a debate amongst these people. Yeah, at the moment, if I were to vote for a Republican, the choice that I would make would be Nikki Haley, frankly. I know you're not going to be in that camp because you love Trump.
Yeah.
But he's going to have
closed. Be third on my list. I'd vote for DeSantis before Haley.
Ah, puke! Ah! Yeah,
sorry.
Come on.
I know. I'm not a huge DeSantis fan myself, but I think that he lines up more with my ideology than Nikki does.
Okay. Yeah, but he's okay. You and I line up ideologically in many ways. That doesn't mean I want to vote for these characters.
Doesn't mean you want to vote for me.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of things that go into. If I were to leave it strictly to ideology, I would vote for Trump. Absolutely. Without question. But I also like some of Nikki Haley's positions, but she hasn't. I mean, at least Trump, you can look at kind of what he did in the seat. Nikki Haley is not.
You convinced yourself to vote for Trump, you dork.
No, I didn't convince myself to vote. I just don't like all of the stuff that the entrails that come with him. Anyway, so he's going to be at a closed-door fundraiser in Florida at the same time that the debate is going on. And I don't even know, what are they debating? They all say, I mean, who's there? Is Christie's going to be there and Nikki Haley and DeSantis and that's it, right?
That's it, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, unless one of the outliers who haven't dropped out yet can get in, but it seems really unlikely.
Nah. Right. What a waste of time. Anyway, so Trump held a rally in Hialeah. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Hialeah, Florida, which is just outside of Miami. I guess he was in Michigan this week and yada yada. He's been all over the place. Did he do a program with Tucker Carlson this week?
But Tucker Carlson endorsed Trump, I believe, this week.
Oh. What a surprise. Boy, that's a shocker. There's a headline.
Well, it was kind of because, don't forget, Tucker left Fox because he was going crazy about Donald Trump and, you know, I don't know. So, but he's back with him, and that's because I'm sure he's heard the rumors that he's being considered for vice president. So I guess that would make
Tucker Carlson is?
Well, that's one of the things that people are saying.
What? Where'd that come from? That's the first time I've heard that
probably
one.
Probably from Tucker Carlson. No, but that was a big one. I got you with that one, huh?
God.
By the way, I'm being considered for vice president. As
well. Are you, Jennifer? Yes. Congratulations, right.
It's going to be Trump-horn 2024.
Yeah, and then maybe I would be considered my transportation secretary,
Secretary
right?
of State, absolutely. Actually, you know what? I'd put you in for charge of ag.
In charge of the ag? Yeah, I could be the Secretary of Agriculture. Yep, I would clean up a lot of the stuff that... But that was the worst part of the Trump.
You'd go in there in about 10 minutes, you'd have that place.
Yeah, clean it right up. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Vilsack, never have been. He's done something. But the worst, in my lifetime, the worst ag secretary, that was one of the black marks against Trump as far as I was concerned, and many farmers as well. The whole Sonny Perdue, he was awful. And we all know, I mean, we talked about it here, how many crooked deals we uncovered when the COVID money went around, all of his pals got millions, if not billions of dollars. A lot of the money went to the Southeast. He was from Georgia. Hello, 2 and 2 is still 4. I'll be Secretary of Agriculture and they'll take care of that. Let's see. Tim Scott's not involved anymore. Mike Pence isn't involved. It's just the three of them. So it'll be interesting to see.
Which actually might be better so that there's Owen Vivek is 4.
Is he there? He's a waste of time.
Still be there. Yep.
He's a big waste of time. All right. Well, listen, it is. I'm sorry you're sad, but that's, that's the story. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.